Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about the term crisis. Mm-hmm. We talked before, crisis is an opportunity also.
Yes, crisis is an opportunity because crises are points where situation changes and everything is to put to a test. Mm-hmm. Crisis brings to the surface what is inside a situation, also in personal life and also in the collective life.
Mm-hmm. And also what is inside a person.
And so also what is
character
inside
comes
the person.
Outside.
Yeah. Yes, in time of crisis, you see the best and the worst characteristics of the human beings. Mm-hmm. It was always this and it's today this. And you see, there are two types of human beings, the real egoists and the people who act for the community, the people who stay together. And you see this really, really clear in a crisis situation.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we have a world crisis.
We have a world crisis, yes.
We have the corona virus.
Yes, yes.
And I think we have the first time I can remember.
In the modern time, we have in the last century, the Spanish influenza. Mm-hmm. 100 years ago, we have the Great World Wars. But for our generations, we never have such a situation. There are three or four generations, you never know the situations in Europe and the West where we are now. And then many people say, they have the ignorance about the situation, but they don't see the exponential factor who is in this situation, and this is really dangerous.
What is the exponential factor in the situation? Can you explain it? Is it like a chess play?
Yes, a chess play. It's an old story. It's like the lotus flower on a small sea. On the first day, it is one. On the second day, there are two. On the third day, are four. On the fourth day, are eight. And so on. And one day before, the whole sea is full of lotus flowers is the last day, because if the half sea is full of lotus flowers, the next day the sea is full. And for these characteristics of numbers, we humans, we have no sense. It's not how we are thinking. We always think it step, step, step. Mm-hmm. This, so we cannot think, and this is the problem. And is the coronavirus, is this moment inside. Mm-hmm. And this is the problem, because if you see numbers in this way, you have 10 million peoples, and if one day are 100,000, 3 days later is 1 million. And this 1 million people need help. And there is no the potential in the community to bring help to these people. And there are only days between.
So what can I do in times of crisis? What can I do in my personal time? What can help me when at the moment we sit here in North Germany, in Austria, everything is closed, even the restaurants, the bars, In Germany, we also have the same situation now.
And maybe in 3 days it's like in Austria. In Austria, I hear on the phone that there is contingentation of food and all the things.
It's not allowed to walk on the street.
In such a situation of crisis, first, it's very good that we are in modern times. We have such things as the internet. We have our social media
communities,
all this we have, and it's very important. So we can stay together, so we are in great distance, because we cannot meet in person. And this is very, very important. And this way we can stay in contact, and we can bring new ideas to the people that we act together. The other thing is, if we are at home, there is the trouble of the normal life is for a moment not in the life. We can go inside and look to ourselves and our life, what is really important for us. But we see that so many things we run after in the normal life, it's not very important. It's to bring us away from ourselves. And so we can, it's a point that whole of the world, many people in this world sit in the situation, then they can think about a little about their life. They can think about a little of the sense of their life. And they can think about what is really important for their life.
Yes, and also I read that the Chinese character of crisis has two meanings in the Chinese language. One meaning is danger and the other meaning is chance.
Yes.
So there's a wisdom inside. That means, I think, how you respond to a situation. It's your responsibility how you act in a situation of crisis. Is this a danger situation for you, or do you take the opportunity, and is it a chance for you?
It is both. It's a danger situation and it's a chance. It's important. Always a chance is also dangerous. If there is no danger, it's not a chance. Because maybe you have a good look to this situation. Then what is very important in this situation of crisis maybe is very important for the future. And maybe what is not so important for the situation of crisis is not so important for the future. And so I think we see this, the modern forms of communication to are together will be very important in the next weeks, I hope not in the next months. And many things who were before not in this digital way will come in this digital way. And many people who had a little bit
distance
to all these things will come in a natural, more natural handling with these things. They will be part of the life. Because they are necessary for our life now.
And I think you also always say that, or also wrote this in an article, that it is not a thing of positive thinking. It's very important to be an optimist.
To be an optimist, yes. I always say every situation has a positive point inside. Every situation. But you have to change how to see the situation. It's very important. If time changes, you have to change your looking to the situations. If you only look to the old things, if you only look to the danger situation, you have to recognize the danger situation. It's important, but you have not sit and to look like you look to ice to a snack. It's a point like in our WDU Wing Chun. Wing Chun is a way, and WDU Wing Chun is a special way to learn to recognize the changings in every situation. We don't react against positions. We react against changing situation, against moving. And life is moving. There's nothing who is the same for one moment. In normal life, most people cannot and do not realize this. They don't realize that everything is changing. In situation of collective crisis, you have to be a really, really ignorant people if you don't recognize that things are changing. And you cannot think in the old way and speak stupid sentences out and in the internet, because you have no clear thinking.
And the normal people are not able to see the flow of changing.
No, they don't see they only see the surface. Normal people only saw the surface. They don't see the patterns under the surface, and they don't recognize the functions who are in the patterns.
And I think another thing is that we never know how much force is inside us, because we never, in normal life, we never give 100% what is inside us, or we never use 100% of our potential. We are very less down of our 100% possible what is inside us.
When we think the situation now, 100 years ago, the people have to go to the war. Today, the people have to stay at home, at the sofa or such. And the same thing, it's a great problem for them. It's not a great problem, but it's important that the people do it. But they have problems with this, because they cannot change the habits. They cannot stop the habits.
And they're egoists, as you said.
And so they're egoists to say, oh, it's maybe it's not dangerous for themselves, but it's dangerous for others, for elder people and older people. And they say, oh no, maybe it's a lie or something else, and this is stupid. There are many people outside, they have to go outside. All the people in the hospitals, the police, the military, other people, and they have to do this, and they do this, and there are so many people who are really ignorant. And I so think this time of changes will change many things in our world. Maybe to the better way, I hope, maybe to the worst way. I think to the better way, I am an optimist.
For some people like this and for other people like that.
Okay, yes.
Because it depends how you behave.
You do behave, and I think most of the people inside have a good behavior.
You are a very great optimist.
Yeah, there are many other peoples, but I think the human beings. I think the human being have a great chance.
Okay, then I think it's enough for today to talk about the crisis.
And the crisis of today.
Until next time.
Next time, bye.
Bye.